Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
As we record, happy leap day.
Oh my God, that's right.
Happy leapers.
For some people, it's happy birthday for real.
Yeah, I saw somebody, a couple guys this morning that they had on the national news talking about it that were born on the 29th. And they officially say March 1st is their birthday. And the,
really? That's interesting that they go for that instead of...
When they feel like it's, I don't know, more legit, but I guess people can go either way. But it was kind of interesting that they're both from different states. One of them, the state, has their driver's license expire every 4 years on the 29th. Of February. The other guy, it's the March 1st of whatever, 5 years, 4 years. So one state, I think it might have been Hawaii.
Yeah.
That his driver's license expires on the 29th every 4 years.
That's And ours is 5 years, isn't it?
I think so.
Now you made me think. I got to look at mine. Yeah. It's been forever since I've renewed mine now that you mentioned that because.
You've probably been riding dirty.
I'm not that cool. let me see here real quick. I think it was because I had to, because it was in 2020 when it was expired. So it was auto-renewed.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
In 2020.
Say mine too. Mine expires this year.
So I got the exact, yours is this year. Mine's 25.
Mine's 24. I got mine and issued in 2020. And
why? Mine's 25.
Yeah.
I got mine in November 2020.
I don't know. Maybe I'm.
I've had the same picture for 10 years.
I know. That's seriously the same. This is my that was my second renew of this picture. Like I don't look anything like that anymore.
I like this was from 5 years before 2020. So this is from 2015. Uh-huh.
Keep it going.
I look like a child. I want to keep it. I don't know. How to
I know.
Do that.
God forbid if I ever get carded, they're gonna say I don't want. I need your ID, not your son's.
Not your
please.
Son's, please. Uh-huh. I never thought about that. This picture's 10 years old. Legit.
Let it ride as long as you can.
Well, anyway. All right. So.
And you can get a lot of free things today on the 29th. If your I saw a Krispy Kreme will give you a free donut if your birthday's the 29th. A lot of good deals. You get free.
Free stuff on Leap Day. I just pulled it up. Oh, my God. Let's take a look.
No. So I'm wondering if people like. Be a rush to download these apps and say their birthdays today so they can go in and get a free donut, free whatever.
Do you think they do?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You have to sign up that way.
Heck yeah, I'm sure they do.
Let me see. Well,
you could download the Jimmy John's app or whatever with a new email address and just be totally, go totally wrong. It's a lot of work for a free $5 sandwich, though.
These are all on freaking sites that want to make me pay to subscribe.
Yeah, we're looking for free stuff, dude. We're cheap. We're not going to pay.
Subscribe for an article about free shit.
Right. For one day that doesn't even really affect us.
18 discounts for Leap Day. What is this?
Oh, at Hy-Vee today, you get 29 cents off for every $29 you spend. That's a good deal. Just today.
I can hear that. Let's see. There's Wendy's might have something like a Cinnabon.
Oh, yeah. Pull apart. For you. Yep.
Dunkin' has something going on, Krispy Kreme, Papa Murphy's, 29% off their online orders of $20 or more.
Not bad.
Not bad. There's some stuff in it. I guess you have to do some hunting. There's Noodles and Company. There's a lot of businesses on here that we don't have. 29% off orders of $29 or more. $29 of noodles.
It's not hard to do that at Noodles and Company. It's not cheap.
That's true.
Like 15 bucks for mac and cheese.
Oh, Great Wolf Lodge. There they are. I haven't heard from them for a while. So you can make a reservation today and then you can stay at the water park through June 13th for $29 per person.
That's a good deal. Jeez. Yeah, that's a good deal.
There might be some other stuff in there. So, you know, whatever this phrase is that I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Yeah. So
follow up with them for more details.
There you go. And yeah, there are a lot of donuts, man.
Yeah.
Lots of donuts on here. Very rare birthdays on the 29th. So I'm sure the birthday people get even more stuff.
Yeah, more than likely.
Wow, that's kind of cool. Yeah, everybody gets to celebrate in the 29th, which is kind of unfair to the 29th people because everybody gets a piece of their pie.
Yeah, they get more pie, though.
Well, that's true. That's true. Just not as often.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny. One of the guys, him and his daughter, celebrated technically their 13th birthdays together. It was a couple of years ago. So that was really fun. They reached each turn 13 the same year because he was officially had only celebrated 13 birthdays. And she was 13 years old. Yeah.
Very cool. That's very cool. All right. So other stories, another follow-up to the Wendy Williams story. And this one's kind of really shocking because we talked about that the filming was going on while she was trying to make her big comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realized she was sick. So now more details coming out. They continued filming and now this is what the story that came out, right? And like Melissa Rivers, she had talked to some of the producers, showrunners, et cetera, about the whole deal. So now Radar Online has a story and they now have revealed some more details that apparently they quit filming in April of 23 because she was put into a facility for cognitive issues. And she's still in that facility as they wrote this. This was released 2 days ago. This story was, I'm sorry. I don't follow Radar Online,
yeah.
But anyway, it finally made my timeline. So anywho, they're saying that she's still there and she has along the way been afforded a court appointed guardian as opposed to a family member in a guardian role, which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the ex-husband, she's got her son, and I don't know who else is in her. She's got the niece.
Well, this makes sense now because and I think the episode comes out on Friday with Melissa talking to them, and they said that there weren't a lot of people in her family that she could trust with the situation.
Wow.
This was their take on it, that's why that they didn't say that there was a court-appointed attorney or a guardian,
yeah.
But they just said she wasn't surrounded by a lot of people she could trust.
Interesting, because that jives with this story, because mm-hmm. they're talking about the court-appointed guardian apparently filed a lawsuit, and so that now has made her name public, Sabrina Morrissey, because she filed on behalf of Wendy Williams to stop this from airing. And there's also comments in there that she's surrounded by people that were only there to get something off of her. So mm-hmm. they were planning to make money on this. And they named her son, and her ex-husband is being called all kinds of names in the comments. But they're saying that there was a lot more going on than it was first presented as. Oh my gosh, how sad, she has dementia. Aphasia mm-hmm. is what they first said, and then now it's alcohol-related dementia. But now there's other things, the bulging eye syndrome, which you will notice because there were so many pictures that it was just like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's bad.
What is going on? And then also affecting her skin. They said she can only feel about 2% of her feet. And that's due to another condition that causes swelling and feeling of heaviness or tightness, restricted range of motion.
Jeez.
I'm just reading it, and thickness of the skin known as fibrosis. And so there's a lot going on. And amid all this, her accounts with a bank, I'm not going to name names, whatever, they were frozen in 22, and the bank petitioned successfully to have her put under a guardianship because obviously there were shenanigans going on
mm-hmm.
with her monies, and they were thinking, okay.
Well, that's interesting the bank did that.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
They're probably protecting themselves, but still, that's good that they did. And then the guardianship thing, too. It's just kind of interesting that it was a court-appointed guardian to have put in place to take care of her, and Lifetime kept filming, and now she's this guardian's like, no, we're not going to put this out there. And they were claiming it was because, well, we had no idea until she got put into the...
Yeah.
Into so the home. I think they kind of knew what was going on.
I think so, too. I think slowly over the course of time they did.
Well, the bank did that in 22. Yeah. So anyway, they say that... The camera stopped rolling in 23, so I don't know how it ends, but four part, and it's on Lifetime movie on A&E Networks. Lawsuit was filed against both those companies, but she's not well. She's not well, according to some people that are close on the guardianship side. And
That's all I've heard is that it's jarring to watch it.
Well, I've seen just small clips. And it was just outrageous behavior,
mm-hmm.
more or less. So it was real sensational.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't need to do that to get people to watch it, knowing the truth.
Right. Exactly.
So there you go. So there's that. So now you can decide if you want to watch or not. annoying.
And I don't even know if watching it, like waiting till it's all over and binging it is a good idea, because that's a lot to take in at one time.
I think a lot of people are saying watching the first episode was kind of like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Does a lot. So anyway, so that's a heavy story, but just wanted to throw that out there because it was just sad and kind of jarring, but obviously developments are still in there and there's still some stuff going on. And another sad story, hate that, but Richard Lewis passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Great comedian.
Heart attack, right?
Yes, it was. He was 76. And it said that, you know, I'm just reading some of the comments and it's like, oh my God, there's so many nice comments in here about him. The TV shows that he did and, you know, just Curb Your Enthusiasm most recently, I believe, right?
Yep. Yeah, he was on that the whole time. Great show.
Oh my gosh. That's just so sad. Yeah, just 76 years old. And I think there was more to it. Hold on, I'm trying to open up the rest of it. Here we go. Prince of Pain. That was his nickname. And he was so good at just like dropping in dry humor.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Just dropping stuff in. Larry David, I think he said, they were born 3 days apart in the same hospital.
That's unique. And that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And then went on to be just, I mean, a great team. I saw, he said they've been like brothers.
Yeah. Their entire lives.
Yeah.
Diagnosed with Parkinson's in 23, and he did suffer a heart attack at his home when he died. But his family was around him, and so thankfully for that.
Yeah.
And I think, what was that? What was the TV show he was on? Gosh, dang it, I can't say it. Early on.
Oh, I don't. Well, he was in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, the movie. I don't remember what TV show.
Oh, gosh, somebody's going to know it. And I'm sitting here scanning because I'm trying to find. Can you Google fast?
I'm Googling. I'm trying.
I'm scanning this article, and it's got all these other cameo appearances that he had. They did this, and he did that, and he was on Leaving Las Vegas, and he did something with Bette Midler, and he did. I'm like, show me the TV show he was in like the 80s or 90s.
He was on Daddy Dearest. He was on what other TV?
Early TV.
Seventh Heaven. Anything But Love.
God, why can I not find it?
Everything. Anything But Love was 89 to 92. He was on
that might have been it.
Yeah, that was early.
That might have been it. Oh, well. Still just, he's funny.
Yeah.
He's just funny. Yeah. And never controversial. Like, never, he never stepped in it, right? He's just.
Just funny.
Just a funny dude. Just a funny dude. So those are the sad stories. Those are the heavy stories for the day. We move on from there. I saw Miley Cyrus's name. I had to click. I always have to. Okay. Miley's mom recently, she's got a boyfriend that used to be on Prison Break.
Yes.
Right?
Or did they get married or they just...
I think they got married.
Did they get fiancéed
or married? Okay, so the headline reads, Family Turmoil, Miley Cyrus's mom accused of stealing husband Dominique Purcell from her distraught daughter.
Oh.
Noah.
Oh, interesting.
So apparently Noah was dating Dominique Purcell, who is on, and I love Prison Break, great show, but who was on Prison Break, and then Tish moved in, and now she's married to. That's
awkward,
so weird.
That's so awkward and weird. If that is actually legit, that's like awkward for holidays, or I mean, who knows? Maybe they don't do holidays.
Well, I don't know what kind. That's another question.
That is talk about just instant family drama.
Oh my God! And then there's more to it too. Is that apparently. He is, I got to find the line because I saw this and I was like, wait, what? Noah, there's Dominique. And people were upset from the family because he is known, let's just say there's a four-letter acronym, not even acronym, BDSM.
Okay.
Apparently he's well-known in the community.
Interesting.
And so that makes things even more awkward.
I mean, yeah.
But Billy Ray's got his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she's like, and these two are very close in age, relatively.
Yeah, it's not even the age thing with that. It's the fact that he was dating Noah or whatever.
He was that's the
weird part.
That's the weird part. But then Billy Ray's girlfriend, I think she's probably about 20 years younger than him.
Yeah.
Somewhere around that. But yeah, he's interesting. Okay, so we'll get away from that. And then, oh God, there's some just like, such random stuff.
Like, how does that even pivot from like daughter to mom?
I don't. Because that shouldn't even be a possibility.
No. I mean, from a dude's perspective, it's always been like, the hot mom, yeah. So, like, I could see guys thinking that way. But
like when the son brings home a hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, their daughter's got to be, she's got to be 30s, 20s, 30s.
She's older than Miley, right?
She's older than Miley. So they're going after, they're fishing the same pond.
Ew.
Tish. Do you...
Yeah. That's fine if they're fishing the same pond, like, but you are eating the same fish. You're both hooked to the same bluegill.
What do you do?
That's the weird part.
Mom should step aside.
Uh-huh. Mom cuts the line.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
A couple other randos. Story came out, said that finally two men were convicted in the killing of Run DMC's Jam Master Jay. 20 years after he died. And
I didn't know they didn't find anybody.
I think the reason why it didn't make such a splash was because it's the same names that have been attached to this murder forever. And they finally had enough evidence, I guess, to get the conviction. So interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
That they finally were able to do that. But anyway... Oddly, that story came out, and typically, rap and hip hop don't follow my timeline.
Yeah,
typically not.
Not shocking.
Not shocking. That's just kind of the way it was. And you had, you know, Tupac also was Notorious B.I.G. That was in the 90s as well. And then you had Jam Master Jay. It was just like, well, that's just the lifestyle. That's just the lifestyle. But then another story came out, and this other story, and I've been seeing stories just kind of drip, drip, dripping about P. Diddy. That Diddy getting some, there's lawsuits against him and assault lawsuits by some women that had, you know, and it's like, oh, well, that doesn't, you know, there's that one does and kind of breaks the dam. And, mm-hmm. and then
kind of been hearing rumors about that specifically for a while.
Exactly. And I kind of wonder, you think about some of, well, say J-Lo. It's like, she was with him during this time when, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What her experience was or what she knew or didn't know. Maybe that's why she's kind of distanced herself. I don't know. But now it's they've just upped the ante because apparently a reporter had posted this and said, well, the lawsuits are stacking up. Spent the morning reading through court documents. It's looking like this is the Epstein of the rap industry.
Wow.
The implications are huge. We're talking secret video, and then it goes on. There's much more, but there's video. Oh, let me find that line because it's pretty stunning. Video, guns, murder, tapes, and pictures.
Whoa.
Is what they're saying. And that there's a lot of proof, and there are a lot of people coming forward. Underage, boys and girls, drugs, guns, and murder, forced encounters. This points to industry-wide control by powerful people, the people above Diddy, who apparently had the power to make other federal investigations disappear.
Who's above Diddy? Right? Politicians?
Who? Okay, so that leads you to, because everybody believes this, organically, people become famous. Organically, they were just really popular. They had a great song.
Uh-huh.
And organically, they became super rich, not realizing everything's orchestrated. Everything from, well, go to the old movie theaters, right? And I might say movie studios. MGM decided, well, if we compare Rock Hudson with, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, and pick an actress, Joan Crawford, or I think there were different eras, but whatever, you know, famous actor, famous actress, it's going to explode. And then we'll make tons of money, and everybody will think they're together. Even though Rock Hudson was gay, and she was secretly married to some other guy, they had to put on the act, right?
Yeah.
And pretend. So these orchestrations have been happening since... the beginning of the entertainment industry.
With Taylor Swift, too, like 10 years ago, with hooking up with a guy that, ironically, 6 months later, they both have a CD, a record out, and he's got a movie out or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, they're always...
That's why they're saying that about them now, because literally the Kansas City Chiefs made like $1 billion off of this, and Kelce now just got picked up. Apparently, he's got what... there's like three Samsonite, God, weird endorsements. Samsonite, there's a clothing company, and there's something else. I can't remember, but they're like multi-million dollar endorsement deals that are coming.
And Taylor Swift made the offensive line homemade Pop-Tarts. I don't know if you saw that or not.
No, I didn't. But that's your timeline and not mine.
Yep, so. She just recently made them all homemade Pop-Tarts, so...
That's just a little too much for me. So anyway, getting back to the story that we were talking about, all this stuff is orchestrated. So they decide who's going to be the hit. They decided what songs were going to be number one. That, like in radio, I mean, it's like they say it's according to popularity and how many times a song is played.
But it's not.
But it's not. Yeah. This is all predetermined. It just depends on who greases the wheel. And then, oh, lo and behold, they have another number one hit, or they came out at number one. And it's like, really?
Right. Like, not to burst your bubble, but the high five at nine was never based on phone call requests, just so you know.
I had that conversation with somebody the other day, and the look on their face is like, I kicked their dog. I mean, it was just like, but I was caller nine. I said, well, you must have sounded good.
Yeah. You must have been a female between the ages of 25 to 44. Had good energy and no kids
and
screaming. That's right.
But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, seriously, it's just this game, this illusion, and it's entertainment.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Bottom line, it's entertainment. And so finding out that Diddy had handlers.
I mean,
no surprise.
Not
right?
Shocking. No, it's not necessarily shocking. Like underage stuff, potentially. That's shocking to me. That's I guess it's not shocking. That's surprising, I guess. Not shocking, but kind of like surprising.
Maybe he was compromised?
Yeah,
probably too.
Probably.
Because how else can they control him?
You can't control somebody like, I wouldn't think, somebody like Diddy who is powerful in the industry and just powerful in general.
As powerful as they want. And Jay-Z's another one. He's in the periphery of this. Beyonce, they're in the periphery of this story. And so I'm waiting to see what comes next. 50 Cent. 50 is one who's been kind of like going against the stream because he kind of left them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did his own thing. And then you think about the weird shit that Kanye says. And everybody looked at him like, he's nuts. He's absolutely, and he says he is nuts.
He is nuts, but I think that there's always a little bit of truth to what old Kanye has
to
say.
I do too. And then back to, and I can't say their names now. God, I hate when this happens early in the morning. I've only had a half a cup of coffee.
Oh, that's why.
The two, and we had him on our show, as a matter of fact, and he was talking about all the weird shit that was going on in Hollywood, and his best friend had the same first name, and he got killed, and he died.
Oh, Corey Feldman.
The two Corys. Thank you. And so the two, thanks for playing my game. Yeah, I remember everything but the name. But he was another one that was made to look crazy.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was made to look crazy. Mel Gibson was made to look crazy.
I mean, Michael didn't help himself with the monkeys and everything.
Again, they picked the ones that are just a little fringy.
Yeah. Like, he looks like we could turn him into...
And then they're the ones that end up saying stuff, and everybody's like, yeah, but he's crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. We'll just forget about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll just wait and see where this goes. I don't know.
Dive back in your little rabbit hole.
I think I will. Do you want to? I got a happy story I can leave you with.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do it because it's a short story and it's really funny. Has to do with Drew Barrymore, which I can't watch her show because she's just too much for me. But
she has dialed it back a little bit. I don't watch her whole show, but I've seen clips and she has really reined in the cheese.
Okay,
she used
good.
To be bad.
I'm glad because I like her. I want to like her. Okay, so she has an 11-year-old daughter named Olive, and she's having difficulties with her daughter right now with the clothing that she's choosing to wear. And she wanted to wear a crop top, and she didn't want her to wear a crop top. She was talking to Christina Aguilera about this as well. And Christina Aguilera also has a 9-year-old daughter, I think, Summer is her name. And she was like, oh, my God, yes, I'm the same problem. It's just crazy, blah, blah, blah. And Drew's like, I'm paraphrasing only because it's so freaking hilarious. I don't remember the exact words. But basically it was, well, yeah, but you were on the cover of Playboy.
Well, I mean, what do you say back to that?
And Aguilera Christina Aguilera, what defense does she have?
No, I mean, none.
None. Genie in a bottle. None.
Yeah, I've seen your video, Dirty Mom.
You can't wear a crop top? You worried about my crop top?
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's where choices come back to bite you in the butt.
Right. I can't wear a crop top, but I can lick a stripper pole. Right, Mom? That's
right?
Fine.
That's okay. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Yeah,
so anyway, it's just funny that they were having that conversation and she was just laughing. She has two kids. I didn't realize that, but the 11-year-old daughter is the one that's
funny.
Dealing her fits.
That's funny.
Drew Barry's 95, so 30 years ago.
I'm sure these same conversations are going to happen when the Kardashian children get to be a little bit older.
I think they're already happening.
Uh-huh. Mom, let's Google something here real quick, Mom.
Right. I think there's something up with North. Something's going on in particular.
Uh-oh.
She's getting to be a little defiant.
Yeah. Yeah. How old is she?
She's got to be like 10.
10, 11, 12, something in there.
13, 10 to 12,
that's about
there.
That's the fun age when they start getting spicy.
And they start understanding humor.
Uh-huh.
Well, yep. Their version of it. So, all right. Thanks a lot to Centrist Federal Credit Union.
That's right. We had to put a buffer story in there before we could talk about Centrist.
But Centrist Federal Credit Union hanging out with us for years. Decades almost. Okay, I exaggerate. But they are our partners, and we love working with them. They do a lot of good things for a lot of people locally. Whether you're looking for your first home, your dream home, it's important to find a lender you can trust. And I say that from my own experience because that's who I did use. And they are really easy to work with, and they make it pretty simple as it can be. Federally insured NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
And CentristFCU.org or 402-334-7000. Have a great rest of the day. Happy birthday to the 29ers. And rate, review, subscribe. Thanks for listening.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.